Hello and welcome to Under New Management, the podcast that highlights new and notable research in the field of organizational behavior and how this research can enhance your effectiveness as a manager in your organization. I'm Mike Johnson, an assistant professor of management and organization at the Foster School of Business at the University of Washington in Seattle. In today's episode, I talk with Chip Hunter, the Procter & Gamble Bascom Associate Professor of Management and Human Resources at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and Sherry Thatcher, who received her PhD at the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania and is currently an independent scholar. We discuss a paper that they published in the August 2007 issue of the Academy of Management Journal, dealing with the effects of stress on job performance. Chip and Sherry, thank you for joining us on Under New Management.
Thanks for having us, Mike.
Our pleasure.
Okay, can you tell us how you became interested in doing research on job stress?
My interest was driven almost entirely by what was going on in the field. I was involved in a study with a big bank, the bank that we ended up studying stress in, and they were going through a major restructuring. We had a broader study that was sponsored by the National Science Foundation's Transformation of Quality Organizations program, where we were looking at the restructuring efforts in the bank. And one thing that was clear as we spent a lot of time doing interviews and other kinds of field research in the bank was that the employees were experiencing a lot of stress, and I became curious as to how the stress might affect the employees' performance during restructuring. Then I got Sherry involved in the project because I don't really have an academic background that led me to a deep understanding before I got into this project of how stress and performance are supposed to be related. So I got Sherry involved because she had some interest in this area.
And I've always been interested in issues of commitment and identity. Like Chip said, the relationship between stress was just so strong and so central that we felt we needed to bring that into it. And stress is always kind of in the background of issues of commitment and identity, so we felt this is a good way to bring it out.
Absolutely, and it certainly is something that more and more workers are facing all the time, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Well, can you highlight some of the past findings that research has shown on the effects of stress on job performance?
Actually, I would say it's a pretty interesting field because as much as we talk about it in the popular literature, from an academic point of view, there really has not been a whole lot done in terms of actual workplace stress. It's something that's researched quite a bit in the laboratory, and field studies have begun to incorporate it, but in the past, oftentimes it's just been something as, you know, do you feel stress? But as people or researchers are really starting to think about, well, there may be different forms of stress. Stress may come from the home. Stress may come from the work. Stress may come from issues of time or workload. And if you try to differentiate those types of stress, then you really get different results. So you might just briefly think, oh, stress is bad. It causes negative outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think about stresses that may challenge you or that may cause you to really focus on something, then you can see how it might have a positive outcome. So a lot of the past research has found negative effects, more recent research, where they're starting to look at the types of stress and whether or not people translate that into actual felt stress. Now we're seeing the differentiations in terms of how it affects work performance.
Interesting. And in the paper, you suggest that two factors, specifically commitment and job experience, would affect the relationship between stress and performance. Tell us about those.
Sure. So we're in a situation where the workers are being challenged to perform better, and that's the source of the stress. And so some of the previous research, like Sherry said, suggests that that would actually improve performance. And there's also this idea that comes from the laboratory studies that says people can focus their attention better when they're put under stress. But the laboratory studies don't really enable you to figure out what would happen in a real organization because they don't sort out between people who are really committed to their jobs or their employers and people who aren't, and people who know what they're doing and people who don't. So what we thought, both as a result of kind of thinking through the theory and based on our experience studying this bank, was that employees with higher levels of commitment would feel these challenge stressors and direct their efforts toward better performance. Similarly, those employees with more experience in their jobs would feel these challenge stressors, and if they were put under stress, they would also be able to channel that into better performance. And in contrast, employees who weren't very committed or who were inexperienced in their jobs would not be able to perform as well.
So basically you expected stress to have a different effect. Positive if they're committed and experienced, negative if they're not very committed or don't have a lot of experience.
Right, and if I can get fancy for a minute, we also even looked at a three-way relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So commitment times experience times stress, what will happen, and we look at that in the paper too, which is, if you're a research nerd like we are, it's fun.
Absolutely. So how did you go about studying it?
Well, we were in this bank doing this broader study of restructuring, and we got approval from the bank to do an employee survey. And in fact, it was the bank almost more than anyone who insisted that we really probe this issue of stress. And so we did, using a survey questionnaire. We asked the employees the extent to which they were feeling stress and also asked them some questions about commitment. The bank also shared with us performance data for the employees, and we were able to collect that data over a long period of time. And so we looked at the results in performance terms for the employees for about a year to 2 years every month after they had filled out the survey. So we were able to get a long sweep of performance effects for the employees and kind of take a – effectively, it's kind of like taking a rolling average of their performance over the time that followed the survey.
Mm-hmm. And this bank had just undergone a restructuring, right?
That's right. It had thrown a lot of people into new jobs. And so they had been in their jobs for a range of about 0 to 4 years when we did the survey or followed the performance. So we were really able to look at the different effects of different levels of tenure in the particular jobs. And these were sales jobs in bank branches.
And I guess I'd also like to say in here that one of the great things about this study is that we were able to get performance measures that were more objective using actual sales data, not just what a supervisor thought of someone.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think that the really great thing is we were able to get into a number of branches across different states. So it really is not just focused on one area or one company, one branch.
Well, then what were your primary findings?
Well, we used a statistical model to estimate the relationship between the variables we were interested in, which were commitment, experience, and stress, and then sales performance as an outcome, which we measured a couple of ways by how many products they sold, just count them up, financial products. And then the bank had a complicated measure of sales performance, which was this real elaborate formula. In the end, which way we measured it didn't really seem to matter very much. We got more or less the same results, which are that there was a mild positive relationship between stress and performance, but it wasn't very strong. But what really came through clearly in the statistical analysis was that stress for employees with high commitment was associated with high performance, and stress for employees with more experience in their jobs was associated with higher performance. And the reverse was also true, that stress with low commitment, stress with low experience, and then the three things put together could lead to low performance. And the other twist on this is that, especially with respect to commitment, the combination of feeling a lot of stress and having high commitment is pretty rare. Those two things tend to be related inversely. So people with more stress usually say they're less committed.
Right.
So the highest performers are pretty rare. They're the ones who are feeling a lot of stress but still staying committed to their employer.
Interesting. And also the ones with the most job experience.
That's right. And there it's important to note there's a little bit of a caveat on our findings, which is that some other studies sort of indicated that job experience might not matter that much with respect to commitment and performance and those sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
We studied experience in a very specific job, how long you've been in this exact sales job, and then we only study it really from about 0 to 4 years. We're not really sure if these results would hold up if you extended experience in that job out to 6 or 8 or 10 years, because we didn't study it. We also think experience with the bank itself, with just your employer, which is the way a lot of studies measure it, doesn't matter nearly as much. It's knowing how to do that particular job or that set of tasks that you're responsible for. Those are the ones that are causing the stress.
So if an employee came from another bank but had experience in doing that job, you'd say that matters more, experience with the job, than experience with the particular organization they worked for. Is that what
you're saying? We'd say that in theory, but we didn't study that because we didn't have a carryover measure of experience in that job at other banks, but we'd think so. That's what our theory suggests.
Okay, great. So what are the practical applications of your research for organizations?
Actually, I think somebody who just skimmed the article might think, oh, great, if I just cause stress in my people, then, you know, that'll be great, I'll have good performance. But we're very careful to kind of say that certain types of stress for certain types of people that are those with high levels of commitment and those with high levels of job experience may give you good benefits. But you always have to weigh that with, you know, possible negative consequences of stress with physiological outcomes or getting sick and all of that. And you also have to think about the certain types of stress. So you don't want to cause it with a lot of role ambiguity or a lot of political problems. Not mm-hmm. You don't want that type of stress, but mm-hmm. stress that will cause them to really focus on the task at hand can be a positive thing for organizations for certain people.
So things like setting difficult goals
challenging goals, job mm-hmm. scope, maybe giving them some time pressure, because when you have a deadline that's coming up, you really focus on getting something done. If you have it constantly, it can run you down.
Mm-hmm.
But to have these once in a while can really get the adrenaline going and get people to focus on the task at hand and increase performance in that way.
Okay. And when you say run you down, you mean, like you mentioned, physiological problems or job withdrawal?
Correct.
Okay. So Chip and Sherry, what is the bottom line for managers?
I think the bottom line here is that managers who are in a setting where they're trying to turn up the pressure on employees to generate performance often are doing that at the same time when they're making other changes in the workplace, and there's something they have to be very careful of. The other changes that they're making in the workplace may undermine employee commitment or shuffle people around jobs and put them in spots where they're inexperienced. If you do that, then turning up the pressure to perform and putting people under stress isn't going to work. If you want to challenge people to achieve, you have to make sure that you've got your commitment solidified and you've got people who know how to do their jobs. That's when stress is going to result in better performance.
Great. Well, thank you both of you for taking time to talk with us today.
Oh, you're Absolutely. Welcome, Mike. It was great.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for downloading Under New Management, a podcast of the Organizational Behavior Division of the Academy of Management. The OB division has over 5,000 members dedicated to the science and practice of organizational behavior. For more information about the OB division, visit www.obweb.org. For more information about the Academy of Management and its over 17,000 members worldwide, visit www.aomonline.org. Computer support for this podcast is provided by Vu Tran.